Alleluia, Christ is risen. Almighty God, to you our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts. Peter addressed the people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us? As though by our own power or piety, we had made this man walk. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant, Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. The faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that this Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
I speak these words to you in the name of the risen and living Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I begin, I suppose I should congratulate you on getting here without water wings. I'd like to say Happy Easter. And you say to yourself, Easter was 2 weeks ago. But you know better, don't you? The sign out on the corner proclaims Happy Easter. And I suspect a lot of our neighbors are thinking, why don't they take that down? Easter is over. Well, you see, I leave it up to remind folks that the Easter season is 50 days long. Easter, believe it or not, is more important than Christmas. Christmas only gets 12 days in the church calendar. But Easter has been reduced to one day of celebration, and it is marked by eggs, baskets, and peeps. I think that's because it's harder to get our mind around Easter than Christmas. We can all imagine a manger with a baby, but someone raised from the dead? Throughout these 50 days, we read of the resurrection appearances of Jesus, and we ponder its meaning for us. Have you ever read the book, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten by Robert Fulghum? Even though the title is rather hyperbolic, it points out core ways of getting along with others. If you can share, if you can refrain from hitting, clean up after yourself, apologize when you hurt someone, etc., you will be well on your way to becoming a kind and productive citizen. Well, let me suggest to you this morning that most everything you need to know about Jesus Christ is found in the last few chapters of Luke. In this morning's gospel, we discover that Jesus is not just a spirit, but he has flesh and bones. He even eats a piece of fish. Everything that had been written about the Messiah in the Law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms is now fulfilled. The Christ who has suffered is now raised up. Now, forgiveness of sins is available to all persons in all nations, and that this message will go out from Jerusalem to the entire world. Let's spend a little time taking a look at that passage a bit more closely. You can look at it in your insert if you want, or you can find it in the Bible in the pew. Jesus stands among the disciples, and he greets them with the standard salutation of the Middle East, peace be with you. It's still heard today, Shalom Aleichem. And the text says that they were terrified, thought they were seeing a ghost. And Jesus proves he isn't a ghost or a spirit by inviting them to touch him. And he eats in front of them. William Temple, the great Archbishop of Canterbury during World War II, said, Christianity is the most materialistic of religions. The most materialistic. And this is what we see here in this passage from Luke. The early church was struggling with the very nature of Christ. Was he human? Was he divine? Was he half and half? Luke makes it clear that he's not just spirit. Louis Lotz once wrote, the ancient Greeks' idea that we possess immortal souls is not biblical. In biblical thought, you are an animated body, not an incarcerated soul. Your body is not a prison, excess baggage, a non-essential cocoon that houses a deathless soul. Genesis teaches us that body and soul are one. Try laughing, crying, loving, praying, eating corn on the cob, or hugging your kids without using your body. Show up at church some Sunday without your body and see what kind of reception you get. I think that's a great quote, because he gets to the very heart of the resurrection appearances of Jesus. No wonder we end up with eggs and peeps. It's a mystery that cannot be reduced to the material world. Luke ends this passage with these words, "Then he, Jesus, opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, 'Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.'" The apostles, above all, were witnesses. And they told the next generation, and that generation told the next generation, and generation after generation, the story was told of what had been seen and what had been witnessed. And it's come down to you and me. When you believe in the resurrected Lord Jesus, everything is different. From the way you view death to the way you live life. We don't see death the same way anymore. There's a wonderful statement in the burial office of the prayer book. "For to your faithful people, O Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when our mortal body lies in death, there is prepared for us a dwelling place eternal in the heavens." We no longer live in fear of death because of Jesus' resurrection. And because of the resurrection, you and I live life differently. Because of his resurrection, we become witnesses to Christ, just as the apostles were witnesses. So too, you and I are to witness to what God has done for us in Christ. And it's not fancy. It's not complicated. We are simply to tell the story of Jesus, which leads to a change of mind, which leads to forgiveness. I don't know what's happening. When we believe in the resurrected Lord, you and I begin to see the whole world differently. Jesus makes it clear that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You see, the good news of Jesus is universal in its scope. The church today, you and I, must remember that the blessings of God and Jesus Christ transcend racial, ethnic, gender prejudices. It is good news for everyone without exception. So, here we are on this rainy Sunday morning. Here we are rejoicing during this Queen of Seasons, this great 50 days. St. Augustine said, "The Christian should be an alleluia from head to foot." So, alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
please stand with me and profess your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 358 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God,
Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God and Father, God and God, light and light, true God and true God, begotten and not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things have been made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and we say amen. For our sake, he was crucified and washed by the Father. He suffered.
God has made the cornerstone of a new community. In that name by which we are founded, let us draw near in confidence, saying, Lord, have mercy. The risen Christ opened the minds of the disciples to understand the scriptures. May the church find in the scriptures healing, mission, and good news for all. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ showed wounded hands and feet to his unbelieving apostles. May we see the risen one in all the wounded of our world. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, our cornerstone, intercedes for us before God. Let us and all in authority heed God's call for justice in the church, in our community, and in the nation. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We are saved by a God who is light, in whom there is no darkness at all. Let us beg for God's light in those places which seem darkness. Let us ask that God's enlightened all who inflict darkness on others. Let us ask that God shine on those who are victims of evil. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In the power of Christ's name, we are healed. Let us recall all who need healing, especially those on our prayer list. Robbie,
Margaret, Jeannie, Steve, Bobby, Kenny, Nicole, J.R., Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, John, Kyle, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimmy, Terry, Naomi,
thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Debbie Bass and Ed Huckley. Loving God, you have glorified your Son Jesus and given him the name by which we are saved. Give us the courage to act in his name. Accept our praise offered in his name, for we offer this prayer through and with and in Jesus, your Son and our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Other keys. I put the church keys on my other keys. So I will too. I got them. Thank you.
Good morning. Several announcements to which I would call your attention. First of all, a reminder to the vestry that there is a called meeting this Wednesday night at 6 p.m. And I remind you to bring a sandwich since it's going to be at that time. 4 weeks from today, we're going to have a picnic Eucharist celebration up at Camp Grace Point. And the vestry has, we are going to go as a whole congregation. So we'll meet here around 9 o'clock. Details will be given to you in the newsletter or by email, and we'll carpool up Highway 58. It's about an hour and 15 minutes. Many of you have yet to visit our conference center. It's a lovely place, and we'll take a picnic, and we'll break bread together and enjoy the day, and it won't be raining, all right? Wanted to let you know that this past Friday, we hosted the Meals on Wheels recognition luncheon here at the church, and some of you are involved in that. Kay and I deliver Meals on Wheels, And it was, we had about 60 or 70 people here to be recognized. But not only were they recognized, you all were recognized. It's my understanding that Meals on Wheels has met here at St. Thaddeus since the 1960s. And they are extraordinarily grateful to this congregation for providing a place, a center from which they go out and deliver meals. I didn't know it until that meeting that oftentimes they have to pay rent for places used for a center. They pay no rent to us. We consider that part and parcel of our ministry. And so you all were given a lovely plaque presented to St. Thaddeus Episcopal Church for your outstanding support and dedication to the Meals on Wheels program. And it's presented by the Southeast Tennessee Area Agency on Aging and Disability, Southeast Tennessee Development District. So this is yours. Congratulations. And take a look at it. Okay. Are there any other announcements to be made? If not, ascribe unto the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts. with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light and accessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You made them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, to the sorrowful joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one Catholic and Apostolic Church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ, reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Blessed Thaddeus and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through Christ and with Christ and in Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. Amen. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever. Amen. May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.